as we looked up yesterday, we're trying to understand this Gzeres HaKosov. The Torah tells us that the person is a girl, so it would be nice if he marries her, but not necessarily. Father has the right to refuse the marriage, and if and when the father refuses the marriage, then and only then is there going to be a chiyuv kenas. Right? Simple pshat in the pasuk. Comes to Tosh Bapan and explains to us that imoin yemoin is a double lashon. It's coming to include that even she has the right to refusal. So the Torah gives two vetoes. He could veto, she could veto the marriage, and either one of the veto, so then kesav yishka kumar b'sula. So what we show him about the kash, what do you mean she's going to veto the marriage? Since when can she veto any marriage at the age of being a na'ara? So she'll say she doesn't want to marry him, and the father's going to marry her off anyway. Well, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. What kind of din is that she has the right to do the ma'anis? So we saw yesterday, very, very difficult to understand, she said Tosis. But Tosis said, it was quoted from the Ri, that Inokinami, she really doesn't have a real veto power in terms of the marriage itself. But as long as she registers a veto, even though we're not going to listen to it, it's not going to register, she's going to scream, she doesn't want to marry this guy. So then, oh, Kesef Yishul Kamar Abasulos. So the guy's going to get rolled. It means he's going to end up having to, he's going to marry her, and then Afal Bichin's going to have to pay the knas because she's going to register her a veto, even though the veto is meaningless in halacha. So we found that was a very, very difficult pshat to understand. So the Rishonim are looking and looking and looking, trying to figure out what else? What other answer could we have to this kasha? So we, Tosfos alluded to the fact that maybe the Torah only gives her the veto power when the father's not around. The case of Yesoma, that got us very, very nervous, because we started to see a case of Yesoma. Hopefully that was a healthy nervousness, because it brought back such beautiful, fond memories of sugyas and months gone by. All the new guys, you know, sorry if you didn't appreciate all the drama that went into some of these sugyas. We spent days and days talking about these things earlier on the year, about the fathers and yesoimers, the mechivas and omechivas, the rabbans and rishalmis, with basic mishusas, and there's a lot of stuff to say. So loved after we want to go down that route now. It's June's mind, you know, we've got to consolidate our time over here. So we're not going to go down that route. So what route are we going to go down? So how are we going to deal with this problem? We rejected the Ri, we don't want to go down the other Mahalach, so what else is available for us? So comes the Ramban and suggests the chat for about a split second, he suggests it until he rejects it. The Ritva actually does quote the worst some who suggested this chat and really maintained this suggestion, although it's very difficult to understand. So comes these Yeshom, the Yesh Mefarshim, with the following suggestion. We have three people sitting around the base and we're trying to sort out everyone's opinion about this marriage. Because the person whose opinion really matters isn't even there. The mother. I wasn't even talking about her. She's the one who really calls a shot. Shachanos. Another time, another place. Anyway, getting back to our story. So the father sitting around the beis din, the little girl sitting around the beis din, the father sitting around the beis din. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. Have we fulfilled the din of moyen yemoyen aviyah or not? So the father registers his opinion. And the father says, I'm okay with the shidduch. That's fine. No problem. I'm great with the shidduch. For me personally, great shidduch. The little girl screams, I don't want this guy. He's like, I want a guy in Koilon. I want a guy in work. He's got a whole agenda at the ripe old age of 12 years old. So the father, you know, he's a nice guy. The father is not such a strong willed character. So he says, okay, my daughter doesn't really want you. I would have liked you as a nice son-in-law. My daughter doesn't want you. All right, I'm not going to accept this. Not going to accept this shidduch. So the father says, I hereby change my opinion. So I'm not interested. Okay. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? So comes the Rabban, comes the Ritva, and quote Yeshua, and say that, well, that's not the father objecting, because the father was fine. The father was okay. The father's only objecting because the daughter's objecting. So I would have said, if not for the Teshuv Afer, for the Gzeres HaKosov, Rimon Yimon, the Rabbos, that she could object, I would have said the father was fine. That's not called the father objecting. So that's the Chiddush, that's the Kamash Malan. Even she can voice her objection. So why do you think the Ramban rejects that? You said correctly. Because is it partly why the father doesn't want to go through with the marriage? Whether he doesn't want to go through with the marriage because he doesn't like this guy, he's not interested in supporting this guy, he doesn't think he's a good personality, doesn't click with him, or because the daughter's kvetching, might not have kavina. At the end of the day, moin yemoin aviyah. So So what does it bother me why the father is being mabayin? So to say that that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that Miyun HaBas works, it's hard to believe. So we can't take this approach at face value, says the Ramban, but we can touch it up a little bit. We can take it almost, we got to do a little bit of work, a lot of work, so much work we're not going to recognize it anymore. So comes the Ramban and says, what do you think about the father? So, what is that? She's not even talking right now. She's not even around. We live in a world pre the drush of Mind Your Mind. We never heard of this drush. We never linked Subas Lamites. For us, the yeshiva ended on April 30th. That's it. We never made it to Daf Lamites. Okay? So we went shot the Pasuk of Bashem Shabbat. We Mind Your Mind, Avil, Sit Eloi. It's only the father who has a right to remain. What do you think about the following? We come to Beis Din. The door's not even here. No, we're not interested. She's not a player. The father's sitting in Beis Din, and the father's sitting in Beis Din, and they're trying to sort out what's going on. And the father says like this. He says, you know, I approve of this marriage. I like the marriage. Right. And then an hour later, he says, you know, maybe it's not such a good idea. And he changes his mind. So at the end of the day, the marriage is not going to happen. You think the knas is paid or not? What would you think? Ashi thinks the knas would be paid. Why? Because, what does it say? So there was no, at the end of the day, there was no marriage. So since at the end of the day, there was no marriage, so then the knas is going to get paid. My enough convenient that the father was dilly-dallying at the beginning. He thought maybe she would marry, not marry. What's the difference? That's what I would have said. That's what Ashi says. What does the Ramban the Ritva say? What's the din? No. The minute that the father said, I'm willing to marry off my daughter, what was he in effect doing? By making that statement, I'm willing to marry you off, he is, and I don't want to use the word Michael, I set you guys up to say the word Michael, I don't want you to say Michael, he is pulling away. He just lost his chos to the knas. His chos to the knas, when Beis Din asks him that first question, do you want the shidduch, do you not want the shidduch? The minute that he says, I want the shidduch, that's over, done, finished, he lost the knas. Now again, he said he wants a shidduch. We're not going to force him to go through with it. If he changes his mind the week later before the actual, he can change his mind walking down to the chuppah. So he can change his mind and the marriage won't go through, but can't change his mind and turn around and ask the chassan, the guy who's standing under the chuppah, and ask him to pay the 50 shekel. That he can't do. Once he's masking the chassanah, then all bets are off. Then the knas is over. So says the Ramban, lo yitzuya, there wouldn't have been a gzeres hakosav of in mind, your mind, the rabbis that the girl could be my enes also. Lo yitzui, we would have learned the pasuk kapshita shemitlu. It would have been much like the karoy, like the apikars. We would have read the pasuk. We never would have heard of this gzeres hakosav of mind, your mind. We would have said it all depends on the father. So then, once the father makes that initial consent to the marriage, he's in effect pulling himself out of the knas. The knas disappears into thin air, never to be brought back again. You know what the chiddush haTorah of mind, your mind is? Is that the silach haknas doesn't take place yet. Just because the father said yes. That's not the only factor. We have to ask somebody else also. Now again, it doesn't mean that we're going to ask her to actually approve the marriage and we're really going to look what she says, because at the end of the day, it's biti nasati lishazeh, yesh biyata av lakashis bito nara. So in a heart of hearts, in a sechus kedushin, the father's going to get the final word. But we're not going to declare that the knas is off limits until everyone has consented to go through with this marriage. The minute that she turns around, an hour later, says, well, I don't want to go through with the marriage. And then, now, the father says, okay, fine, we're not going to go through with the marriage. So then it turns out that there never was a consent to the marriage. Since there never was a consent to the marriage, we can still fulfill Imoin Yimoin Avil Asit Lai, Kesin Yishu Kabara Besuchos. So then, the father is going to have to pay the money. So if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, that we even ask the daughter, that we take her opinion into consideration, not that we take it into consideration, is the marriage going to happen? Not that we take it into consideration at the end of the day, like Doree said, that they're going to get married and she's going to scream and still get the money. Forget it. If a marriage really happens, no one's getting any cash. That's not a shayla. But her opinion is important vis-a-vis to the keveya, whether there was a siluk from the knas or not. That's what the Ramban says. That's the emes of shad in mon yimon. So when all the dust settles, we have this pasuk out here. Forget the Marcus again. Dr. Berman, no Marcus. Dr. Berman, of course, Dr. Berman. It's something. In June's mind, we can be picky about what kind of a Marcus we have. So we got. We're going to draw a whole rainbow there. Let's hope at least one of them works. Thank you. So we have this gzeres hakosuv, moin yamoin. There we go, pretty good. Moin yamoin. Even the boss has the right to be miyun. Question all the Rishonim said, what are you talking about the boss as miyun? What's the miyun of the boss? What's our opinion out of anyway? He's marrying off against the will anyway. So we had how many different mahalchim? So we had the re said, Chinami, she's screaming. She doesn't want to go through the marriage. She's getting married anyway, right? The soon is taking place anyway. And Afa Pichain, she's going to get the knas. There's going to be a knas because she's being with my enes, even though her miyun is absolutely meaningless. Yeah, we're good. I like that. Okay? That was one possibility. Very, very big chiddush. Then we had possibility number two, which Taisus alluded to. Said that maybe Hachamai Eskina, the only time there's been of money in for the Bas, that's only the Yisoyma, but that already got us into a whole pickle of Mechila and Shalmis and all kind of stuff that we try to stay away from right now. So that was a complicated tense. Then we have the third Mahalach, which is the Yesh Oyrim's Mahalach, that if the father is Mema'in, but the source of his Miyun is because of her, that's the Gezeres HaKosov, that's also called the Miyun. So we had a kasha on that, says, what do you mean the source of Miyun is? Well, who cares, Bechpatli, what the source of his Miyun is? But at the end of the day, he's being Mema'in, no matter what his agenda is, if he's being Mema'in, so that's the Pesuk itself. I don't need a Gezeres HaKosov, I don't need a Ma'in Yemoy, the Rabba, says Abbas, that's called Miyun Ha'av. But I call upon Yeshem and the Ramban, Yeshem and the Ridva, that Ha'av Mema'in, Mikoach Abbas, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that's also considered to be a Miyun. And the fourth Mahalach is what the Ramban himself ultimately says is that when we decide Av Miyain Betchila, Yav Hiskia Betchila, he's willing to marry her off, so if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, Av Amina, the Hifsid, a knas kamash belong to the girl. That's not called an official consent or not consent until both parties consent or don't consent. Even though up the emes, even as there, she doesn't really have a say in the matter. If he changes his mind on his own, right? You know, if he just stops changing his mind on his own, then he lost the knas. Right? Let's say both of them say at the beginning they're going to get married, right? Both the father and the daughter mask him to the wedding, and then they both back out. So then they lost the knas. Oh, we're going to get to Onis. This is Tumma Fata. Onis, we don't care what anybody says. Onis, he pays the knas even if he marries her. So it's irrelevant. Right, it doesn't matter, right?
But in terms of Amanda said, if something happens,
yeah, but it doesn't matter. This whole shot is moot by Onis. Because Onis is Mishal Miyad. He pays.
But I'm saying by Mephata here, do we have the same idea that Amanda said,
that Sebechleikas will probably carry over to Mephata in terms of the knas. Right. But it's a little bit tricky. It's trickier by the Mephata because the Maisa Pita itself is not enough to get the ball rolling. It's a Maisa Pita plus the not getting married. So it's trickier.
Because here the Av is being masking at sort of a basin, isn't
right. So the Borenstein is touching on a very long shashayla about the Chi of Knasa Mafata. But the Chi of Knasa Oynes or Kefal Dalvei, so we spent a bunch of Shirum talking about, is it the Mais that's Mechaev or is it the Shas Mar Bedin? And Mafata, even if we focus on the Maisa, there are almost two Maisa. There's the Maisa's Nus, the Maisa Pitoy, and the Miyun Ha'av, the Miyun Abbas. If that happens, so then the Chiyuv Knas kicks in. So what's Pshat? Is the Miyun Ha'av part of the Mechayev, or is the Miyun Ha'av like the equal of the Knas? The Knas really started out from the Maisa Pitoy. It's just that if they get married, then the Knas gets removed. That's a Lom de Shashah that may be actually relevant to this. It's a Chakir within the Chakir. Okay, Yechikir just had children. Okay? Mazda. All right, Rabbi Sai. So moving on to the next sugya, okay? So this is Shirat Yechikir. Next sugya. Let's do this tomorrow.